COVID-19 vaccines seem to be around the corner, and most of the countries, including India, are preparing for massive vaccination programs to be launched with a view of protecting their populations from the coronavirus pandemic. In many countries, the vaccination program is likely to be launched in December itself for the priority categories. Hello and welcome to the Town Post podcast. In this podcast, we take a look at the massive efforts being made world over to develop and administer vaccines to the coronavirus pandemic for billions of people in hundreds of countries. We also take a look at the problems that are there, along with the issues that are likely to be encountered during the vaccination programs. Also, we shall see whether vaccination remains the last and the best resort for protection against this virus. Most of the countries, including Russia, UK and India, are preparing for the vaccination programs on a massive scale. A scale that is unprecedented and has never been attempted since after the smallpox vaccination program. Vaccinations are expected to be available in first batches soon, and this has aroused hopes as well as deep anxieties, as the public health systems and vaccination capabilities of different countries are likely to come under severe duress. Even while the world awaits the first batch of coronavirus vaccines to be administered to the patients, the pandemic itself continues to rage in different parts of the world. Reports from UK as well as the USA and other parts of Europe indicate that the pandemic is still not under control. In England, 315 people have died of coronavirus, raising the total death toll in the country to 42,194. In India too, 512 more deaths were reported in the last 24 hours, and the total deaths have crossed 1,40,000. Worldwide, the virus has killed 1.52 million, and this should be repeated. The pandemic has taken a heavy toll on humanity, and this is why the entire world is anxious for the vaccination programs to be successful in eradicating the pandemic. More than 200 vaccines are under different stages of development in different parts of the world. But out of these more than 200 candidates, there are three which are under the maximum focus, one by Moderna, the second by Pfizer, and the third being developed by AstraZeneca. The fourth vaccine developed by Russia, Sputnik 2, is under focus. But many feel that not much data has been revealed about the efficacy of the Russian vaccine. More data may be required before any judgment is made on its efficacy. Out of the first three vaccines, one by Pfizer has been given approval by the British authorities. USA too is likely to use emergency powers to issue a temporary go-ahead to these vaccines, as the current President Donald Trump is keen on expediting the process. Even while these front-running vaccine candidates are being discussed with hope, there are many experts who are advising that a cautious approach be adopted about the safety and overall consequences. Adverse effects of all the three vaccines are still not known, and they're making many experts anxious. Even if the different countries decide to go ahead with the vaccination program, the massive scale of any such program in itself would be a huge challenge for most of the governments and countries. Some experts feel that the efficacy of the vaccination program for COVID-19 is yet to be examined in detail. Many experts point out that the vaccination programs have failed in preventing the transmission of certain diseases in the past. They point out that for COVID-19, stopping the transmission would be more important than boosting the immunity of persons temporarily. They point out that it is still not clear how many doses would be required for developing immunity. The AstraZeneca vaccine requires two doses for 90% efficacy, while a single dose of the vaccine provides only 70% immunity. It is still not clear as to how long the immunity cover will last after a two-dose vaccination has been administered to a person, and whether this would vary from person to person. Apart from the efficacy of the vaccination, the scale of the vaccination required to tackle the pandemic too is making experts anxious. Many vaccines will require a cold chain logistics throughout the country to make the vaccination program successful. Vaccinating all the 130 crores of Indians would be a huge challenge for the country. It is pointed out that even for the universal immunization program, the country could not go beyond 65% of coverage even after 40 years. it would be very difficult to ensure that everyone in the country gets immunized. The government too recognizes the challenge, and this is why now we have started hearing that vaccinating everyone may not be the first target, but using the vaccination program strategically to counter the disease spread in the best manner may be the number one priority. It seems that the government would give priority to the vulnerable populations like healthcare workers and those above 65 years of age during the vaccination program. This is because preventing deaths among vulnerable sections should be given the first priority. Even covering the vulnerable sections would require a massive effort from the government and the healthcare machinery. Identifying and then administering vaccines to such groups of people would be a huge task. Distribution and storage, as well as ensuring safe administration of the vaccination, would test the capability of the governments. For many countries, it would be a strategic and conscious decision to choose between vaccinating the elderly and people with comorbidities first and vaccinating the health co-workers who have been at the front of the fight against the pandemic. The first will prevent deaths, while the second would help in breaking the chain of the infection. Experts believe that there will not be enough vaccine for everyone until 2024. India has placed huge orders for the vaccines, keeping its huge population in mind. In spite of this, some prioritization would have to be done. As far as the vaccination program is concerned, India has already taken a decision to vaccinate the frontline healthcare workers first and then the other vulnerable groups. By administering the vaccines first to the healthcare workers, India wants to give priority to the need to break the infections chain. It is expected that the persons with age and comorbidities would come next in the vaccination priority list. The country has already started preparing for a massive vaccination program. During this effort, it would need to use caution, pragmatism, as well as skill and participation of the masses. It will be a huge challenge, but the country must meet this challenge to contain this deadly virus. This is all for today. You were listening to the Town Post podcast. We will be back again with another podcast on another topic. Till then, please stay safe and take care.